Volume 1,
Number 37, The First Working Lesson Given to Jesus. Jesus says, I have consoled you, my dear soul, with a vision of my childhood, which was happy in its poverty, because it was surrounded by the love of two saints, the greatest the world ever had. They say that Joseph was my foster father. Oh, if being a man, he could not feed me with milk, as my mother Mary did. He worked very hard indeed, to give me bread and comfort, and he had the loving kindness of a real mother. From him I learned, and never had a pupil a kinder teacher. I learned everything that makes a man of a child, and a man who is to earn his own bread. If my intelligence, that of the Son of God, was perfect, you must consider and believe that I did not want to deviate from the attributes and attainments of my own age group ostentatiously. Therefore, by lowering my divine intellectual perfection to that of a human intellectual perfection, I submitted myself to having a man as my teacher and to the need of a teacher. If I learned quickly and willingly, that does not deprive me of the merit of submitting myself to man, neither does it deprive the just man of the merit of being the person who nourished my young mind with the ideas which are necessary to life. Not even now that I am in heaven can I forget the happy hours I spent beside Joseph, who, as if he were playing with me, guided me to the point of being capable of working. And when I look at my putative father, I see once again the little kitchen garden and the smoky workshop, and I still appear to see Mother peep in with her beautiful smile, which turned the place into paradise and made us so happy. How much family should learn from the perfection of this couple, who loved each other as nobody else ever loved. Joseph was the head of the family, and as such, his authority was undisputed and indisputable. Before it, the spouse and mother of God bent reverently, and the Son of God submitted himself willingly. Whatever Joseph decided to do was well done. There were no discussions, no punctiliousness, no oppositions. His word was our little law, and yet, how much humility there was in him. There never was any abuse of power or any decision against reason only because he was the head of the family. His spouse was his sweet advisor. And if in her deep humility she considered herself the servant of her consort, he drew from her wisdom a full of grace, light to guide him in all events. And I grew like a flower protected by vigorous trees between those two loves that interlaced above me to protect me and love me. No, as long as I was able to ignore the world because of my age, I did not regret being absent from paradise. God the Father and the Holy Spirit were not absent, because Mary was full of them, and the angels dwelt there, because nothing drove them away from that house. And one of them, I might say, had become flesh and was Joseph, an angelical soul freed from the burden of the flesh, intent only on serving God and his cause, and loving him as the seraphim love him. Joseph's look, it was as placid and pure as the brightness of a star, unaware of worldly concupiscence. It was our peace and our strength. Many think that I did not suffer as a human being when the holy glance of the guardian of our home was extinguished by death. If I was God, and as such I was aware of the happy destiny of Joseph, and consequently I was not sorry for his death, because after a short time in limbo, I was going to open heaven to him. As a man I cried bitterly in the house now empty and deprived of his presence. I cried over my dead friend. And should I not have cried over my holy friend, on whose chest I had slept when I was a little boy, and from whom I had received so much love in so many years? Finally, I would like to draw the attention of parents to how Joseph made a clever workman of me, without any help of pedagogical learning. As soon as I was old enough to handle tools, he did not let me lead a life of idleness. But he started me to work, and he made use of my love for Mary as the means to spur me to work. I was to make useful things for Mother. That is how he inculcated the respect which every son should have for his mother, and the teaching for the future carpenter was based on that respectful and